So you were there.
I was there. Yes, it was a privilege. It was a thrill. I felt like I was going home, you know, because that's bog country, or it was at one time. And so I was dying to see what the place was like and to be in a culture where people had, as Michelle said, grown up with the bog phenomenon. It was part of their folklore, part of their culture, just part of how they understood themselves in the world.
So there's the exhibit of the bog people. Right next door is your exhibition.
Yes.
Describe what kind of art you have made based on the bog people.
What I've made is a series of 11 pieces. They're large. There are five great huge ones, 6 feet by 9 feet, that each contains a life-size photograph of a bog person, plus a life-size drawing done with a model or models in my studio. So it's really a juxtaposition of the person who is technically no longer with us in spirit, but in body, and a person who's very much with us in both senses. So I am aiming to get at that feeling of the cycle of life and death, and I do so in part by using strong colors, the reds, the rusts, the golds, the browns, the colors we associate with body and with earth, and highly tactile surfaces. There's a lot of cloth stuck into the paint and wax that makes such a lovely skin, so it almost becomes either human or bog-like, depending on the way the light hits it.
And can you talk about coming out of a tradition of art yourself? I mean, when I've only seen your work on the website, which is ridiculous, but give us the website anyway.
It's www.akaredhanded.com.
Okay, mm-hmm. So if you're listening and you're near a computer, click on and go to the visual art display. Click it on, and you'll be able to see one of them. But they look small on the web, but they're actually monumental.
They are.
Right?
I want to make the connection between the human who is watching and the human who is on the wall, or the humans who are on the wall, so that our bodies are approximately the same size. And within each piece, there is space, almost as though it's an invitation to the person who's standing there looking to enter the world that's there on the wall, the world of the bog and the world in which the bog person and we coexist.
What if you hadn't found this book?
Oh, who knows, Sheila? Who knows? I don't know. I might have been a bank teller or a dental hygienist. No, I don't think so. But it has. It was this wonderful coincidence, just as discovering the fact that the mysterious bog people was being created, and getting in touch with people at the Museum of Civilization in Ottawa was, which started off this whole trajectory, because my work was shown there at the Ville de Montcalm's gallery, the Ville de Gatineau's gallery Montcalm. And they are, in some sense, a partner in helping me get to the Netherlands as well. There's a whole long, well, not so long, 10 people who have contributed money and help to get my work to the Netherlands. Because as you can imagine, if you're sending great, huge pieces of art to the Netherlands, it doesn't work as check-in baggage. So,
No, exactly. You're wearing red.
Yes.
Are you a red wearer?
I am. I love red. Red is my color.
You may wonder why. There's red in your work, and
yes,
there's it's sort of the red of the terracotta soil.
Yes, and red-handed.
And red-handed.
Yes.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What now for your bog people?
Well, the adventure continues. Michelle mentioned to me when I was in the Netherlands that the mysterious bog people are continuing on. They're going to Manchester in the UK, mm-hmm, to 3 stops in the US, and potentially to Australia and New Zealand. So I'm going to see whether there's an opportunity for my work to piggyback in some way, you know, finances and strength allowing. And we'll see. My shows continue until the 10th of December in Assen, a little town 2 hours outside Amsterdam in the Netherlands. And the mysterious bog people is there until January. So,
what's it like for you to watch the locals from the boglands, if you will, responding to your work?
It was wonderful. I was very touched. They were very perceptive. They were very open. I mean, I too was a little afraid of, here I am, a stranger coming with an interpretation of their story. And, you know, what if they think I've got it wrong or that I've been presumptuous? But they loved it. And I think it helped them see their work slightly differently, see their cultures through a slightly different prism, which I had intended to be, of course, respectful. So it was thrilling for me. It was a thrill. It was fabulous. It couldn't have been better.
It's lovely to meet you and to encounter the bog people through you. Thank you, Kathleen.
My pleasure, Sheila.
Kathleen Vaughan is an artist in Toronto, and her work, The Bog Series, is on display in Austin.
In
Austin, in the Netherlands. And again, your website.
Website, www.akaredhanded.com.
Perfect. Kathleen Vaughan, thank you.